SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Japan continues to feel aftershocks following yesterday's earthquakes. It claimed at least 48 lives, forcing thousands from their homes. The runway collision of a Japan Airlines jet and a Japanese Coast Guard plane in Tokyo reportedly left five of the Coast Guard crew members dead. Ukraine's two largest cities have been hit by Russian hypersonic missiles and drones.
Emergency workers were seen rescuing a person from the wreckage of a building in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv after the city was struck by Russian missiles. In Kyiv, five areas of the city were hit in the strikes, and at least a dozen people were injured, according to Mayor Vitaly Klitschko. The governor of the Kharkiv region said at least one person died and dozens were injured in Russian missile strikes that hit the center of Kharkiv city and other areas. The barrage of the cities continued Russia's escalated attacks on Ukraine in recent days that began on Friday with its largest single attack since the war started. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Iowa, the focus of most Republican presidential candidates as the 2024 primary season gets ready to kick off.
Ron DeSantis spent the week between Christmas and New Year's Day campaigning in Iowa, and the Florida governor has an unrelenting schedule ahead of him there this week, with the Iowa caucuses just under 2 weeks away. And he's not the only one. Former President Trump plans his own blitz over the final 2 weeks, including in deeply conservative Northwest Iowa. Nikki Haley made stops in eastern Iowa late last week, while Vivek Ramaswamy also has stormed the state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new APNORC poll puts immigration and foreign policy at the top of the list of voter concerns heading into 2024. Dow futures down 232 points. This is SRN News. Parents groups across the nation are fighting to get pornographic materials out of public school libraries. Pro-family advocates and child psychologists say the stakes are high for America's kids.
If they see sexually explicit materials, it can increase their sexual activity, their sexually permissive attitudes. It can increase sexual callousness.
Teresa Seibotham, an attorney with the Christian legal group Telios Law.
The fight is over, do the schools have a right to do it? Do the parents have a right to combat it? But everyone should refocus on the actual welfare of children and what is good or bad for them to be looking at.
She advises moms and dads to find out what their children are reading at school. If they don't like what they find out, they need to take action. One place to start is with the local school board. Parents can also join a parental rights organization in their state. This is SRN News. At Brooklyn's Coney Island, organizers say thousands signed up to take the plunge, 121st annual Polar Plunge into the chilly Atlantic.
The beach is packed, the water a frigid 45 degrees, give or take. The one saving grace, the sun has been poking out of the clouds. Having gone in myself, I can tell you this is a freezing but refreshing and fun event. Mika Galinosa says it's her first time taking the plunge.
It was so fun, so refreshing. Everyone here is in such a good mood. What a great way to kick off the year.
This polar plunge, like many around the country, is also a fundraiser for a few charitable causes. On Coney Island, I'm Julie Walker.
The Nordic countries, Sweden and Finland among them, are in the grip of a punishing cold snap. The mercury plunging to 40 degrees below zero, a reminder that spring, a long way off. More details, SRNnews.com.